You're listening to Zuhal Bailey, who is in Juneau for the first ever Juneau Jazz and Classics Fall Festival. This is from his new recording of his Bach cello suites, which he recorded many years ago. So what makes this new recording so very different? More on that when we come back. You're listening to Zuhal Bailey, who is in Juneau for the first ever Juneau Jazz and Classics Fall Festival. This is from his new recording of his Bach cello suites, which he recorded many years ago. So what makes this new recording so very different? Seems so exciting that this community has sort of been a part of this new re-recording of your Bach cello suites.
Well, Alaska has changed me. I was introduced to Alaska in the early 2000s. And, you know, I look at music as being the soundtrack to so many transitions in my life. And I remember flying into this wonderland, practicing here and looking out over the vistas and starting new projects because of it. What you're alluding to is my latest project, which is my lifetime project, which is what I played here last May, which during COVID, during the quarantine, I revisited the Bach cello suites, which are the masterpieces for solo cello by Johann Sebastian Bach. There are six suites, there are 36 movements, and they are a journey that, for me, helped me find the light again to having hope and great positivity during a very strange time in all of our lives. And during that time period, I was asked to re-record them. I recorded them back in 2008, and it was a very successful recording, but I was in a very different place in my life. I was 36 or 37 at the time, and I was brimming to show the world what I could do as a person as well as a cellist. And it comes through on the recording. It's very muscular and visceral and powerful and matter-of-fact, let's just put it that way. And I love listening to it. Not quite sure who that person is anymore. I'm a very different person. I'm almost 50 years old. As I said, that would have been recorded in my 30s. This latest one was done just this past January in Mesa, Arizona, for the Octave Records label. Under PS Audio, under Super Audio Systems, Super Audio CD, which means it was recorded at 275 times that of a normal CD. So technology has come a long way since that first recording as well.
So for those of us who aren't tech savvy necessarily, what does that mean? What are we hearing that we wouldn't hear under the old system of recording?
Well, to verbally describe that to you would be above my pay grade. But what I've been told is that it's the way it's recorded. It's not tampered with. You know, there's less editing. There's just a whole new system of capturing sound that is as pure as you could ever imagine, and it captures space, which means you can see the person sitting in the room. And if you have proper speakers, or even if you don't, you'll hear the air around me as much as the music, as if you were sitting 15 feet away from me and I was playing for you. You'll hear me breathe. You'll hear my fingers hitting the fingerboard. You'll hear my bow drag. And they won't get rid of that sound. And a lot of these recordings in general are so overprocessed to make them sterile. We've gotten so used to that. So it's a totally different experience. Anyway, I had the Bach cello suites in my fingers when we came here in May, and we celebrated our hybrid festival with me playing downtown my celebration of the Bach suites. And subsequently, in the past few weeks, this recording came out. I brought them here to celebrate during this festival the unveiling of this brand new Super Audio CD, DSD, which is Direct Stream Digital. You have to look that up in the dictionary.
But I have to ask this. would all these sounds of you breathing or moving around or the sound of your bow dragging, wouldn't they be distractions? Because if you were in the audience sitting back, you might not hear those sounds.
All right, Rhonda, when you go to a museum and you're looking at the paintings, have you ever stood really far back and then walked up as close as they'll allow you to look at the paintings and notice the paintbrush strokes?
Yes.
Same thing. And so what happens is that you, especially I'll just use an example of Vincent van Gogh, the way he creates his art and his creations on the canvas are so three-dimensional because of not making it pure and sterilized and like a screen print, that it kind of pops off the page and it becomes human and visceral. So yes, of course, there's a balance into it. You don't want it to be distracting and you don't want it to distract from the music. But what you hear in this recording, like what you see or hear in a concert, makes it real and tangible.
Zool Bailey talking about the rebirth of his cello suites. I'll share more of this conversation with him in a future program, but be sure to join us tomorrow afternoon. We're going to be hearing from Helen Kim and Jasmine Arakawa, a violin and piano duo, performing at the Juno Jazz and Classics Festival. And that will do it for Juno Afternoon. Tomorrow, the Chilkat Blanket exhibit at the State Museum will soon close, and we'll hear about what you need to go and see before it does. Thanks for joining us, and have a wonderful Juno Afternoon.